Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Familiner. We are just 2 weeks away from the municipal election on April 2nd, and here in Columbia, there's a mayoral race this year. Mayor Bob McDavid is running for re-election and is being challenged by Sid Sullivan. This week on the show, we'll hear from both of the candidates. First, KBIA's Meredith Turk spoke with McDavid, who is running for his second term as mayor.
Looking back on your term as mayor, if you had to take credit for something, what would it be?
I think of the more significant things I've dealt with, one has received really not a lot of media attention. That is our redo of the pension plan. I mean, it took me a couple of months after I took office to figure out exactly how underfunded it was. And we had made promises to city employees that we were not in a position to fulfill. And I would say the default approach has been to kick the can down the road. So for me, you know, it was about, look, let's fix this problem.
How would you describe your relationship with the city council?
You know, I think we have largely a nonpartisan relationship. Most of the things that we deal with are administrative, mundane, a lot of 7-0 votes. When does the partisanship show up? Well, occasionally you will get issues that have to do with land use. It's probably the most contentious issue you come up with. Land use is complicated because you have a right to do with your property what you want, yet I, as your neighbor, have a right to not be intruded upon. And those two rights may conflict. And largely, land use issues come down to that. It gets down to the issue of what do you want your city to look like? How tall should the buildings be? Do you want people to park cars? You want them riding buses? And we don't always see eye to eye on those things.
One of the pillars of your campaign is to revitalize Columbia with new jobs. How will you do that?
48% of our population, adult population, doesn't have a college degree. It's actually a fairly low number, you know, I mean, compared to other communities. But they don't, and we've lost manufacturing jobs, and we've replaced them largely with retail jobs. So, you know, when you lose a $38,000 a year job with benefits and replace it with a $19,000 a year retail job with no benefits, it impacts your economy. And I am not happy, none of us are. I'm frankly embarrassed at a 21% poverty rate in a town that's this successful. I'm frankly embarrassed with a 41% free and reduced lunch rate in Columbia Public Schools. So we need to work the entire tier of the economic ladder.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to the public before your election in April?
Well, I think the public understands how great a community this is, how many great things are happening. And it's a community that is successful largely because, I've always said this, and I know that some people don't like me saying this, but we're a company town. You know, our company is education. And as long as that company is successful, you know, it gets a lot easier being mayor. So anything I can do to help aid in any way, or certainly not get in the way of success at the University of Missouri, Stevens College, Columbia College, and even Mobile Area Community College. Anything I can do to help the success of those institutions, I'm going to do.
That was KBIA's Meredith Turk talking with Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid. Sid Sullivan, a retired sales and marketing manager, first ran for Columbia mayor in 2010. Bob McDavid beat out Sullivan and four other contenders in that race, and Sullivan will try it again on April 2nd. KBIA's Sydney Miller spoke with Sullivan, and here's a portion of that interview.
What can people in Columbia expect from a Mayor Sid Sullivan?
Well, I think they can expect an honesty and a thoughtful approach to government. Given the diversity of this community, I know that I will not be able to please everyone with every decision, but they will get an honest hearing, and we'll work with the community in terms of what's in the best interest of the entire community.
Do you feel that the city has put too much focus onto developing downtown, or do you think that they may have developed it in the wrong way?
Well, I don't think the city has put a lot of effort into the development of the downtown. It's just the problem that I see that Columbia has is that when somebody comes in with some money, they say, well, gee, great, thank you for developing it. They're not proactive at all. They're not saying, this is what we think the downtown should look like. I mean, the city administration has engaged active citizens in the planning aspect, but when it comes to actually implementing that, there's a real division between the plan and the activities.
What would you do differently in that respect? Because I know that city planning is something you've focused on. And
well, I think to some degree the concepts are different. When we talk about neighborhoods, many people think of a neighborhood as a development. When I think of a neighborhood, I think of a approximately a mile square of territory, something that would support an elementary school. We talk about a walkable community, but we're not providing destinations for those walkable community. We'll put in a sidewalk, but it may be a sidewalk to nowhere.
I want to talk about the airport.
Okay.
You know, everyone was very optimistic last fall when we, you know, heard about this American Airlines deal. And since then, we've essentially lost two airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if you think there were missteps made or if you thought it was kind of an inevitable situation and you may have not done anything differently.
Well, some of it seemed to be inexperience. I mean, I'm not an insider to this, but generally when you're negotiating on an agreement with another airline, and if that would include a subsidy of that airline, you would somehow check it out with your current carrier. Now you won't be able to go back and say, I'm working with an airline because you've betrayed a particular airline. So that was, I think, a misstep. The problem that we have in Columbia is that the air traffic demands are not sufficient to warrant two or three airlines. And we're out trying to attract more airlines to come in. Yet we need to go out and increase those demands.
That was KBIA's Sydney Miller talking with Columbia mayoral candidate Sid Sullivan, who's challenging Mayor Bob McDavid in a two-way race on April 2nd. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.